Hey, what's 1 hour, right? It's only 60 minutes. Not a big deal. You know, we throw that around pretty casually. It'd only take me an hour. What's one more hour on the job? Okay, see, this little block of time is the very thing that's going to make or break your profitability. And so I want to share with you a few things here that every dang contractor needs to know about man hours, so pay attention to what I'm about to share you. Okay, number one, you got to know what you're selling. Yeah, you're selling convenience or somebody's dream. You're building them their bathroom or painting their room, and you're giving them a solution to something, right? I get that. But the widget, the thing that you're really selling, is a man hour. Okay, you're we're extremely tactical on this show here today. Okay, you're selling a man hour. You're selling time. Your entire business revolves around you selling and producing field hours for crews to do the work. So you got to understand that. You're not selling a paint job. And listen, there's a marketing side of this where you're selling convenience and you're selling their dream. And I totally get that. But understand just here tactically, guys, okay, that you are truly selling time. All right. Another important thing. Productivity equals profit. You can sell a job at whatever amount you want. You can all be fired up that you sold a job to make a 55% gross profit, but what matters is how you produce the job. If you sell a job and estimate that it's going to take 32 man hours to complete it and it takes 33, you're now heading in the opposite direction of profitability. Every man hour it takes longer than the estimated time costs you profit. And this is sad because so many of you listening to this right now can't figure out year in and year out why you can't get to a new income level in your life. And it's because you're leaking out profit in inefficiencies, okay? Another big thing here, a couple more for you today. Lack of tracking. Lack of tracking your numbers leads to having no cash in the bank. See, the worst thing in a business is making or losing money and not knowing why, and that's why we track. Okay? Too many contractors who have no idea what their true numbers are or should be because they don't perform job costing after every single project. All right? One guy I was working with was undercharging by 20 or 30% on every job because jobs were taking longer to complete them than what he projected. But they didn't job cost or have an operations meeting each week and all this other stuff, and they didn't know it till I came along and said, hey, let's have this meeting. Let's talk about, you know, how you're doing on every project. You don't need some fancy software to do this. Okay. If you can use QuickBooks, if you got QuickBooks, or you could simply just take a legal pad and a calculator and go, I charge 10 grand for this thing. Billy, Johnny, and Joey each work 40 hours on the job. This is what I spent in materials. You add up the money. Did we finish on time on what I thought, and on and on and on. Okay. So a couple more things here. The fastest way to profit is the man hour. Time and time again, I see this. The beauty of the contracting world is that as fast as you can hurt your business by not bidding, selling, or producing and tracking and knowing your man hours, you can also help your company. Tens of thousands of dollars of profit are waiting for you if you get this shit right. Okay? Every man hour worked costs you money, and if it's not accounted for, you're screwed. What's really cool about this is that when you do account for it, every man hour is a mini profit center for your business. Finally, know your production rates. Knowing how long something takes or should take can be challenging because there's a lot of factors that affect field production. Okay, that's why every job should start with a clear plan and then make a plan of how long the expected time is for each task. Yes, every single task. Hey, this is how long it's going to take us to set up the job. This is how long it's going to take to clean up. This is what I'm bidding to build the thing. And then you track it in real time. You have your foreman track the time. And then in your operations meeting each week, you compare the estimated time versus the actual time, and you have a conversation about it. And then you adjust your times and adjust your prices accordingly throughout the year. See, every industry has average production rates of what things should take. All right? So you can start there and look into that in your own associations and things like that if you need to. Bottom line is what it takes you. See, I could charge $100 an hour and you could charge 50 and we could come up with the same price because I'm more productive. My guys might paint faster and better and you might take twice as long. So what I'm charging is certainly important, but how long things take, what our production rates are also equally important. All right. Hey, thanks for hanging with me today. Attack the day. Go do something kick-ass. Track a job or something like that. Sell something. Be bold. Have a conversation with an employee that you've been putting off. Whatever it is, keep fighting the fight. Get your head right. And don't forget to subscribe to our tips by texting the word tips to 719-299-3852. We'll see you next time. Have a great day. Travis, rock us out.